Father, we thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. We are a good, good God. You 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 are a good, good God. Jabba Kobana da 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 Lord, we give you glory. Can you go ahead and say, Lord, I thank you. Thank you, Father. 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 Thank you for the past week. Thank you for showing me mercy in the past week. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your kindness. Thank you for your grace. Your grace that abounds, that abounds, that abounds towards me. Thank you, Father. Mala braga da bala braga da bala masha bala braga da bala ba. Nila braga da bene braga da bala braga da ba. Thank you, Father, for your mercy. Thank you, Father, for your grace. Thank you, Father, for your love. Thank you, Father, for your mercy. Thank you, Father, for your love. Thank you, Father, for your revelation. Thank you, Father, for your insight. Thank you, Father, for your spirit that is at work in us. Thank you, Father, for your power that is mightily at work in us. The Bible says, unto him who is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that you can ever think or imagine, to him be glory, power, and honor and majesty. Father, we thank you. We acknowledge your power. We acknowledge your majesty. We acknowledge that you are the God that can do all things. With you, nothing is impossible, for we and for you all things are possible. Japa kwanda bala brakata bata ba. Jekota brakata bala brakata ba. Mele brakata bala brakata ba. Japa kwata bala brakata bande. Mele brakata bende bende. Oh, glory to God. Japaqua papa pana banana bada 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 Japaqua da mana bracada bada mana bracada by Japaqua da bala bracada banante Esu procoto bala bracada banana bada 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 by Nella braquata para papa Japaqua da bada by Eno proco bada bracada by Mana braquia supalaba Japaquanta my Whenever can unto Jepre quanta bariato borobo boboto borobo boboto parapata paquata parapapa bada barapapa papa Jepre quanta parapapa. Father, we thank you. Father, we thank you. Father, we thank you because without you, nothing is impossible, but with you, all things are possible. Without you, nothing is possible, but with you, all things are possible. Father, we appreciate you because it is you that can do all things. It is you that can do all things. We acknowledge your majesty. We acknowledge your power. We acknowledge your grace. We acknowledge your strength. We acknowledge your majesty. Because with you, all things are possible with you. Glory, 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 glory. Glory, 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 glory. Glory, 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 glory. In Jesus' name, we have given thanks. Today we are looking at He that dwells in the secret place of the Most High. He that dwells in the secret place of the Most High. Looking at secret place of the Most High. But before we go into the prayer today, I want us to just pray. Let's prepare ourselves for this prayer. Just prepare yourself in the next 2 minutes. Pray for yourself and pray that you will receive every blessing that is ascribed to this meeting. You will receive of it. You will partake of it. Pray, prepare yourself for this meeting. Prepare yourself for this meeting. Nada brakada bada da bada ba. Jakwada bada da. Paratanda bana manto brakada manusha bana ba. Tonight will not just be like every other night for you. In the name of Jesus, come on, prepare yourself and say tonight, your being here will not. It won't be a waste of time. Jakwada bada brakada ba. Jakwada bada brakada ba. Bana broko bana brakada ba. Jaratu so bana brakada bana brakada ba. Nala brakwada bara baba. Eshta bara baba da bala bala da ba. Japaqua bara baba ba. Japaqua bara baba baba. Your presence here today will not just be a waste of time. Kabada bara baba bada bara ba. Japaqua bara baba baba bada bara baba baba ba. Your presence here will not just be a waste of time. Jekom bana brakada manti. Namana manash. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Now the Bible says in Psalm 91 from verse 1, it says, He that dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. One of the things that makes a productive Christian is when we understand biblical wisdom for achieving certain results in life. You see, sometimes when we pray, we will pray effectively when we know the actions, you know, that we need to put so that we can sow the right results. Because one of the things you must realize about prayer is that there is input and there is output. You will get out what you put into prayer. Prayer will change situation, but much more prayer will also change you. But it is what you put into prayer that you will get out of it. What you put into prayer that you will get out of it. So you must have heard people, you know, say things like, you know, when they boast about like their authority over demons, you know, and how witches and wizards were afraid of them at their appearance. You must have heard ministers say things like that, and you must have heard them talk about how they enjoy the ministry of angels. One of the scriptures that hold the secret to working in that dimension is Psalm 91. So today we're going to pray with Psalm 91. The first perspective that I want us to pray from is He that dwells. But before we go into the prayer proper. We are going to read it. I will implore you, if you can open the Bible, if you can open the scripture wherever you are, if you can open it, I will encourage you to open it down and read it along with me. It says, "He that dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress. My God, in Him will I trust. Surely He shall deliver me from the snare of the fowler and from noisome pestilence. He shall cover me with His feathers, and under His wings shall I trust. His truth shall be my shield and buckler. I will not be afraid for the terror by night, nor the arrow that flies by day, nor for the pestilence that walks in the darkness, nor for the destruction that wastes at noonday. He says, 1,000 shall fall at my side, 10,000 at my right hand. He shall not come near me. Only with my eyes shall I behold and see the reward of the wicked, because I have made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, my habitation. There shall no evil befall me, neither shall any plague come near me or my dwelling. For He shall give His angels charge over me to keep me in all my ways. They shall bear me up in my hands, in their hands. The angels shall bear me up in their hands, lest I dash my foot against the stone. I shall tread on the lion and the adder. The young lion and the dragon shall I trample under my feet, because he has set His love on me. Therefore, because I have set my love on the Lord, therefore will He deliver me and set me on His high, because I have known His name. I will call on the Lord and He will answer. The Lord will be with me in trouble, and He will deliver me and honor me. With long life will He satisfy me and show me salvation." Glory to God. Glory to God. The last verse is speaking to somebody here today. The Lord says, "With long life will He satisfy you and show you His salvation." Can you say amen to that? Can you personalize it? "With long life will He satisfy me and show me His salvation." In salvation, there is healing. In salvation, there is provision. In salvation, there is health. And so, the Lord is promising somebody here today that sickness will not kill you. In Jesus' name. Now, He says, "He that dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty." If you can invite your friends, invite them, let them join us. May I say before I continue that from henceforth, heartfelt prayers will only happen once in a month. Yes, because so that we can adequately prepare for it. So it will only happen on second Sundays of every month. Heartfelt prayers will only happen on second Sunday of every month. Shapadadabrakadabanabrakadabanama. Now, "He that dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty." The word "dwells" there can mean two things. Do you see now, when I was saying earlier that there is input in prayer and there is output. There is input in prayer and there is output in prayer. The input in this scripture is to dwell. is to dwell. You know, when you dwell in the secret place of the Most High, the output is that you will abide under the shadow of the Almighty. When you abide under the shadow of the Almighty, it means that you are covered by God. It means that you become inseparable from God. It means that you and God, you become united. Alright? It means that you and God, you become united. You become inseparable from God. You become inseparable from God. You and God, you become united as one. Glory to God. And so it means that when God appears, when you appear, it is as though you appear. So your presence is interpolated with God's presence. That is what it means to dwell in the secret place of the Most High. Your presence is interpolated with the presence of God. Amen. That's what it means when you abide under the shadow of the Almighty. And so what it means is that the only things that are possible in the presence of God are the things that become possible in your presence when you appear. The only things that are possible in the presence of God are the things that are possible to you and to your life. Amen. So that's the output of somebody who dwells. And so the word "dwells" there, it means two things. The first thing it means is to have your habitation in God. It means to be active. Like you have have an active habitation in God. And in the New Testament, you understand that you don't just have an active habitation in God as a Christian. God also dwells in you. And so the presence of God for you as a Christian is not far away from you. It's right on the inside of you. But the word dwells here has to do with in an active participation. An active participation in the presence of God. An active participation in the presence of God. An active participation in the presence of God. That's what it means. It means an active participation in the presence of God. As someone who dwells in the presence of God. So when you habit somewhere, what do you? There are certain things that you do there. When you habit somewhere, it means you rest there. So it means that your trust is in the Lord. When you habit somewhere, it means you rest there. Rest also means that you find security there in the Lord. Your trust is in the Lord. When you made the Lord your habitation, it means that, for example, you eat there, you dine there. It means that you are someone who has a strong prayer life. You are someone who has a strong Bible study life. That's the first aspect of what it means to dwell in the presence of God. And so we're praying. And so the prayer is, Lord, I make you my habitation. I make you my dwelling place in the name of Jesus. Beyond the activities happening around me, beyond the life and circumstances that are around me, I make you my dwelling place, O God. I make you my dwelling place. I make you my dwelling place. I make you my dwelling place. Mala bragadabai. In the name of Jesus, dear God, I make you my dwelling place today. I make you my dwelling place today. Dear God, I make you my dwelling place today. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I make you my dwelling place today. I abide under your secret place. I abide in your shadow. I abide in your presence. And I make you my dwelling place. I put my trust in you. I put my hope in you. I find my rest in you. In the name of Jesus, I put my hope in you. I put my trust in you. And I find my help in you. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, I put my hope in you. I put my strength in you. I put my hope in you. In the name of Jesus, Father, I put my hope in you. I put my help in you. I put my trust in you. All the days of my life, I make you my literal habitation. I make you my literal dwelling place. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, I make you my literal habitation. I make you my literal dwelling place. In the name of Jesus. Beyond where what's happening around me, I put my trust in your security. I put my trust in your preservation. I put my trust in your and my hope in your preservation. In the name of Jesus, Jacobana Bracata Banata, Jabraquada Barate Mele Procobata Shabala Procotaba, Jacquada Bala Bracada Varati Ano Shabala Bracadaba, Jarusse Vene Bracadabana Bracadaba, Jabraquada Bana Bracadaba. Lord, I make you my habitation and I make you my dwelling place in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, I make you my habitation and I make you my dwelling place in the name of Jesus. I put my rest in you. I put my rest in you. I put my rest in you. In the name of Jesus, I trade my anxiety for rest in you. I trade my anxiety for rest in your presence. I trade my anxiety for rest in your presence. I trade my anxiety for rest in your presence. I trade my anxiety and my worries for rest in your presence. In the name of Jesus Christ, Karate Kojia Tanandras Kabala Brigade Benovragoda Banandro. Jabraquada Vana Braga de Balato, et Toparas is even a Kuraba de Shabana Braga de Bala Braga de Bada, Jabraquada Vala Braga de Bala Bragida Bala Bragadaba, Mana Braga de Bana Braga de Bana Bagadaba, Jabraquada Bala Braga de Ba, Jabraquada Bana Braga de Bana. Of Jesus, I make you my dwelling place and I make you my habitation in the name of Jesus. I make you my dwelling place and I make you my habitation in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, I make you my dwelling place and I make you my habitation, dear God. I make you my dwelling place and I make you my habitation, dear God. In the name of Jesus. I know that what it means when you make the Lord your dwelling place, it means your refuge is in Him. It means you make Him your refuge. It means you encompass yourself in His presence. You are ever conscious of His presence. When you make Him your habitation, sin becomes loathsome to you. Sin stops being enjoyable for you. when you make God's presence your habitation, his very desires and things that give him joy becomes the things that give you joy as well. And you see, the output is that the only things that are possible in the presence of God are the things that will be possible in your life. The only things that are present in the presence of God are the things that will be present in your life. It means that there is a, when you abide under the secret place of the Most High, it means that you identify with the restriction of God's reign. You identify your life as one of the jurisdictions, as one of the terrains where God is, where God reigns supreme. You identify as one of the terrains where God reigns supreme. Yes, that's one of the things that it means. That's one of the things that it means to dwell in the secret place of the Most High. Another thing that it means to dwell, that word dwell there also means to sit. It also means to sit, as in to sit in the place of authority. For example, when you say the sitting governor or the sitting president of a country, it means that that governor is the current person in authority. That governor is the one that calls the shots currently in that place, in that country. So that's one of the things that it means. We can see that word, the word that means dwell there is the word Yashab, and that word was used in Exodus 11 verse 5. It was referring to Pharaoh when the Bible says, "And all the firstborn in the land of Egypt shall die from the firstborn of Pharaoh that sits on his throne." So it's referring to Pharaoh, the king that sits on his throne. So the word dwells there in the secret place of the Most High is to sit on the throne of God, is to sit in the place of authority and address life from the place of authority. Many Christians, when we pray, we address life from the place of beggarliness, from the place of being a coward. But there's a higher calling, and that higher calling is to approach life from the place of authority. And that authority is for every child of God. The Bible says in Ephesians 2 verse 4 to 6 that God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love which he loved you, as you know, when you were dead in your sins, he has quickened you together with Christ, and he raised you up together with him and made you to sit in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus. That's with Christ Jesus. And so one of the things that Psalm 91 gives us is an awareness of the authority that we have over the works of the devil and over the power of Satan. Is an awareness of the reality of our power over sickness and diseases. Is an awareness of the reality of our power over the issues of life. So when you realize your place of authority as a child of God, you don't approach life the way other people approach life. You approach life from the place of power. The Bible says all power in heaven and on earth has been given unto him. That is Jesus Christ. And that power was not given unto him for himself alone. It was given for you. The Bible was talking about that in Ephesians. Same Ephesians from verse 1, chapter 1, from verse 17. Where Paul was praying, and then he was saying that he was asking the glorious Father of our Lord Jesus Christ to give unto you spiritual wisdom and understanding, so that you will know you will grow in the knowledge of God. You know, he was praying that your heart will be flooded with light, so that you can understand the wonderful future that he has promised to those he called. He says he wants you to realize what a rich and glorious inheritance he has given to his people. You know, and he was praying for them that they would begin to understand the incredible greatness of God's power towards us. Did you see that now? The incredible greatness of God's power was not for Jesus alone. It was for the church. It's not for that the Jew alone. It's not for bishops alone. It's not for ministers alone. It's for every child of God. As long as you're a child of God, the power that raised up Jesus Christ from the dead after 3 days is active and at work in you, and that power can wrought mighty things. Glory to God. But what most believers don't know is what believers lack is not power. What they lack is revelation. And that's one of the things that happens in prayer. That's one of the ways that you dwell in the secrets of the Most High God. You build intimacy, and that intimacy gives you a sense of awareness. You build intimacy, and that intimacy gives you a sense of awareness of who you are in God. That's one of the implications of dwelling in the scriptures of Moses. You come into an awareness of who you are in God. Can you pray for yourself this moment and say, God, give me a true awareness. Bring me into a true awareness of my reality. Bring me into a true awareness of my identity in you. Bring me into a true awareness of my identity in you. Cause me to know my true identity in Christ. Bring me to a revelational knowledge of my true identity in Christ. A revelational knowledge of the power that is at work in me in Christ. Cause me to see the power of God that is at work in me. Cause me to know the power of God that is at work in me. Kala bakwana marata bakata barabada taba. Japakwata barabakata barabakada. Japakwata barabakada bakada. Japakwata barabakada bakada. Japakwata barabakada bakada. No longer will I live as a weakling. No longer will I live as a weakling. No longer will I live in ignorance. I am endowed with revelation knowledge of the reality of who I am in Christ. In the name of Jesus, I am endowed with active knowledge of who I am in Christ Jesus. I am endowed with active knowledge of who I am in Christ Jesus. I am endowed with active knowledge of who I am in Christ Jesus. I am endowed with active knowledge of who I am in Christ Jesus. I receive active understanding. I receive revelation in my heart, in my mind, of the true identity of the true revelation of the power that I wield in Christ. In the name of Jesus, I transcend from a weakling to a powerful person. In the name of Jesus, I transcend from a weakling to a powerful person in Christ. In the name of Jesus, and I identify, I choose not to be a weakling. I choose not to be a prey to the devil. In the name of Jesus, I choose not to be a prey to the devil. I choose not to be a prey to the devil and his works. I choose not to be a prey to the devil and his works. I choose not to be a prey to the devil and his works. I choose not to be a prey to the devil and his works. I choose not to be a prey to the devil and his works. I choose not to be a prey to the devil and his works. I choose not to be a victim of circumstances. In the name of Jesus, I will not be a victim of circumstances in life. In the name of Jesus, I will not be a victim of circumstances in life. In the name of Jesus, I will not be a victim of the works of the devil. In the name of Jesus, I will not be a victim of circumstances. In the name of Jesus, I will not be a prey of the works of the devil, but rather I will be one who has authority and who exercises authority over the works of the devil in my terrain. In the name of Jesus, my work is preserved. My life is preserved. My health is preserved from the works of the devil. In the name of Jesus, my life is preserved. My work is preserved. My health is preserved from the works of the devil. In the name of Jesus, the Bible says that he has given us authority, and that authority is for us, the church. It says that he has raised us up together with Christ and caused us to sit in heavenly places. My understanding is sharpened in the name of Jesus. Nothing steals away this revelation of the reality of my person in Christ, of the reality of my power in Christ, of the reality of who I am in Christ. In the name of Jesus, I am full of revelation. I am full of understanding of who I am in Christ Jesus. In the name of Jesus, can you pray? 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 That God will grant unto you revelation knowledge in the name of Jesus, that you will know what is the exceeding greatness of his power towards you, that you know how rich in glory is the power of God in you, how encompassing is his grace towards you. Can you pray that you will come to a full assurance of the power? The Bible says he has given us power to make wealth. That power is in you. So why should you still live in poverty again when he says that he has given you power to make wealth? Why should you live? Why should you be tossed to and fro by the works of the devil when the Bible says he has caused you to sit far above principalities and power with him in the heavens? The limitations that held my parents, they will not hold me.
because I break through, I break through, I break through, I break through, I break through in my understanding, I break through, I break through, I break through in my mind, I break through, I break through, I break through. The weakness that stopped my parents, the weakness that limited my parents, they will not limit me, they will not hold me back in the name of Jesus. I break through, 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 I break through. Kala bragada bagada, jaquata paquata paquata, and compact the pump, compact the pump, and don't broke compact the pacoba, and tosh compact the paquata, and don't broke obalaba. I break through, 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 I break through. In the name of Jesus, the limitations that held me bound, the limitations that held me bound in the past, I break through, I break through, I break through, I break through. In the name of Jesus, I pray over you as you hear my voice. Let your mind be flooded with light. Receive clear revelation of who you are in Christ. The power of God becomes a reality unto you. You will not just hear about the manifestation of the power of God. Your life will be a demonstration of the power of God. You will not just hear about the tangibility of the presence of God, but every day of your life from henceforth, your life will be a testament. It will be a proof and evidence of the presence of God. When we ask if there is a God, your life will be an answer to that question. When we ask, is there a God? And we come and look at your life will attest to the existence of God. Not only will your life attest to the existence of God, your life will attest to the unlimited power of God. Let your life be decorated with testimonies. Testimonies that affirm the reality of God's power. In the name of Jesus, let nothing hold you back from henceforth. In the name of Jesus, let no devil resist you further. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we are praying. Now, one of the things that you must understand as touching dwelling in the secret place of the Most High, as I mentioned earlier, is like you are sitting in the place of authority and you are living from the place of authority. One of the ways to exercise authority is words. The Bible says in Ecclesiastes 8 verse 4 that the king's command is backed by great power. And he says no one can resist or question it. The Lord, the Bible says in Revelation chapter 1 verse 5, he says he has made us kings and priests unto him. So it is safe to say that as someone who has been exalted with Christ and has been set in the right place, in the right hand of God of authority, you are a king on this earth. And so God, one of the things that we must understand as believers is that God has mapped out jurisdictions. He has mapped out territories for you to rule over. And one of such territories is your life. One of such territories is your heart. One of such territories is your health. One of such territories is your finances. And so one of the beauty of the reality of the new creation is we don't have to always wait for somebody to make a decree over our life. Our own mouth can bring us breakthrough. I always say this to people: whenever you are facing a situation in life and it has to do with a warfare with the devil, as long as you can still talk, you have not lost. Why? Because the best way to exercise your authority in Christ is words, is to speak. And so the next phase of this prayer, you are going to begin to speak into your life. One of the territories that you are going to man today as a king, you are going to stand. If you are lying down, sit up. If you are lying down, sit up. Something serious is about to happen. You are going to act as if your life is in front of you like this, and then you will begin to speak inspired utterance. you begin to speak inspired utterance. Me, myself, I'm going to begin to speak inspired utterance into my life. Every man for himself now, this session. You are going to exercise the authority that you have in Christ Jesus and say, my life is a no-go area for any devil. My life is a no-go area for demons. My life, we have started already. My life is no-go area for the oppression of the devil. In the name of Jesus, no oppression of the devil will succeed in my life. No oppression of the devil will succeed in my life. No limitation of the devil will succeed in my life. No issue of life will weigh me down. In the name of Jesus, I will never go backward. In the name of Jesus, I will go forward. I will advance. In the name of Jesus, I will not dash my foot against a stone. Angels answer to me. Angels come to my help. Angels come to my aid every day. In the name of Jesus, angels bring help unto me. In the name of Jesus, angels bring supply unto me. In the name of Jesus, I am preserved from sicknesses and diseases. In the name of Jesus, the things that people eat and it causes cancer to them, I will eat it and I will have no cancer. The journey that people embark upon and they become lost, they become kidnapped, they become useless. I will embark on those same journeys and I will be preserved. In the name of Jesus, my life becomes a stronghold. My life becomes a stronghold. Too strong for the devil. In the name of Jesus, I promote myself into a realm of authority over the works of the devil. As long as my life is concerned, no devil has liberty. No devil has free course. In the name of Jesus, sin does not abound in my life. No setbacks in my jurisdiction. No setbacks in my life. In the name of Jesus, no delays in my life. In the name of Jesus, no marital struggles in my life. In the name of Jesus, can you begin to speak into your future and exert your authority over your future and say, my future is glorious. In the name of Jesus, no generational setbacks has a hold on my future. In the name of Jesus, the things that held people back in their future, the things that held the people that have gone ahead of me in my family, in my lineage, they will not hold me back. In the name of Jesus, whatever I apply for will be granted unto me. In the name of Jesus, my Lord is with kings and queens and people of timber and caliber. In the name of Jesus, I will advance, I will grow, and I will work stronger and stronger in health, in spirit, in might, in power. In the name of Jesus, my ministry goes stronger and stronger. My business goes stronger and stronger. In the name of Jesus, I speak over my future. No errors, no setbacks, no delays. In the name of Jesus, no mistakes. In the name of Jesus, I declare as one who God has given authority over my own life. And I speak over my future. I say the reality of God is what is the reality of my future. In the name of Jesus, what God has planned and purposed for my life, that is what I will live to see in my future. In the name of Jesus, let all heaven and earth hearken to my voice. I choose this day life. I choose this day prosperity. I choose this day advancement. I choose this day progress. I choose this day enlargement for my life and for my future and for my unborn children and for my family. In the name of Jesus, let God be strong in my life. Let the influence of God be strong in my life. I speak as one who has been set to sit in the right hand of God in the heavenlies with Christ Jesus. And I declare and I decree, all devils flee from my life. All devils, get your hands off the affairs of my life. All devils, get your hands off the affairs of my life. In the name of Jesus, unstoppable. I am unstoppable. I am unstoppable. As I have embarked on this journey, I declare that I am unstoppable. In my career, I go from glory to glory. In my ministry, I go from glory to glory. In the name of Jesus, no sickness will hold me down. No terminal disease will wait for me in my future. I cancel every terminal disease waiting for me in my future. Vitality in my tomorrow. Vitality in my tomorrow. Health in my tomorrow. In the name of Jesus, I cancel every calamity waiting for me in my future. In the name of Jesus, I identify as one who dwells in the secret place of the Most High, and I stand as a strong man over the territory of my life. The territory of my life and the affairs of my life are no longer negotiable for the devil. I am not like Job, whose life was negotiable with the devil. Every devil negotiating for my life, negotiating for my peace, negotiating for my progress, negotiating for my well-being, negotiating for my wealth, negotiating for my life, you will negotiate in vain. In the name of Jesus, I shut you up, you devil, standing as an accuser, wanting to negotiate over my peace and my progress. I stand against you by the power in the name of Jesus. And I declare that you no longer have a hold, you no longer have a say over my life. In the name of Jesus, you no longer have a say over the affairs of my life. In the name of Jesus Christ, glory to God, glory to God. I speak over somebody here today. The setback that your parents could not overcome, that kept them where they are, that kept them where they are, that setback loses its hold on you. In the name of Jesus Christ, that setback loses its hold on you. In the name of Jesus, the things that the devil has used all this while to hold back your generation, to hold back your family, to hold back your parents, those things will not hold you back. In the name of Jesus, I say those things will not hold you back. In the name of Jesus Christ. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Now I speak over you that is under the sound of my voice. I declare that you will dwell in the secret place of the Most High. You will abide under the shadow of the Almighty. The Lord will be your refuge and your fortress. You will put your trust in the Lord, and you will not be put to shame. The Lord will deliver you from the snare of the fowler and from noisome pestilence. The Lord will cover you with his feathers in Jesus' name. He will cover you under his wings. His truth will be your shield and your buckler. You will not be afraid. In the name of Jesus, I speak over you at the sound of my voice. Let every fear disappear right now. In the name of Jesus, let every fear disappear right now. In the name of Jesus Christ. Let every fear of the unknown, every fear of the unknown that the devil is using to keep you in a spot, every fear of tomorrow that the devil is using to keep you in a spot, I deliver you from it now. In the name of Jesus Christ. Only with your eyes will you see the downfall of the wicked. Destruction will not be your portion. In the name of Jesus. No attack from the devil, whether by day or by night, will get to you. In the name of Jesus, the Lord will preserve you with his angels. In the name of Jesus, the Lord will be your refuge. He will be your habitation indeed. No evil will befall you. No plague will come near your dwelling. The Lord will keep his angels charge over you. And those angels will keep you in all your ways. You will not dash your foot against the stone. The young lions will not eat you. In the name of Jesus, dragons will not devour you. You will trample them on your under your feet. In the name of Jesus, the demons that have held legal authority over your lineage and over your terrain, your surrounding, your environment, they will look at you and they will tremble. In the name of Jesus, the Lord will cause his light to shine on you and his favor to be on you, because he has loved you. In the name of Jesus, you are delivered. You are delivered. You are delivered. In the name of Jesus, Kambaros Kovalante, you will call on the Lord and he will answer you. Tonight marks the end of the cycle of unanswered prayers in your life. From tonight, when you ask, the Lord will grant unto you. You will begin to reap the fruit of answered prayers. In the name of Jesus, you are delivered from trouble. I delete every trouble waiting for you in the future. They are cancelled now. In the name of Jesus, the Lord will show you his salvation and he will satisfy you with long life. In the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, precious God. Can you go ahead and begin to praise the Lord wherever you are? Can you go ahead and begin to praise the Lord wherever you are? Glory, 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 glory. I am an inhabitant of the secret place of the Most High. Glory, glory, glory. I am seated in the place of authority at the right hand of God. In the name of Jesus, I am identified as one who is inhabiting the presence of God. In the name of Jesus, the presence of God is active and working in me and in my life. In the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord Jesus. In the name of Jesus, there is someone here. You are listening to me right now. The Lord says, I have favored you. Yes. The Lord says, I have favored you. I have favored you. I have favored you. That's the word of the Lord to you right now. The Lord says, I have favored you. The favor of God is on you. The favor of God is on you. Go. Go. For my favor is on you. Glory to God. Glory to God. There's someone here. The Lord says your expectations will not be cut short. He says your expectations will not be cut short. Expectations will not be cut short. Thank you, Lord Jesus. For in Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Thank you for joining us.
We look forward to seeing you next month. Like I said earlier, Heartfelt Prayers is going to happen once in a month, every second Sunday of every month. I look forward to your testimonies. I ask that the power of God will be evident in your life this week and this month in the name of Jesus. It is well. Glory to God.
We say no to you, Satan, be gone. We say no to you, no to your words and no to your plans, no to your works. We say no to you, Satan, be gone. I say no to you, no to your words and no to your plans, no to your works. We say no to you, Satan, be gone. We say